Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that you were able to join me today. With the Lord's help, we're going to continue on with a message that I was ministering on last week, the precious blood of Jesus. And just by way of a quick review, we had talked about the extreme benefits of the new covenant, and that just as the blood was so emphasized under the Old Testament sacrificial system of animals, so I think it would behoove us to pay that same kind of emphasis on the blood of the new covenant that has been the new covenant that has been sealed by the very blood of Jesus. Revelation 12:11 says, "They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they love not their lives unto death." And beloved, as I brought the last broadcast to a close, we were talking about the principle of protection. We saw that under the instructions that were given through Moses to the people of Israel, that as they obeyed during the time of that first Passover, as they applied the blood to the lintels of their homes, the destroying angel passed over them. We also saw in the book of Joshua that Rahab and her family, and that's sort of a type, if you will, of the Gentile nations, they were saved from destruction from the invading Israelites, who totally destroyed Jericho because they were willing to obey the word of the two spies, and Rahab hung that scarlet thread or cord that she let the spies down in, and that was their agreement. And so God will keep his promises to those of us who will act in faith, beloved. And I just want to encourage you that we have no reason to fear. The Lord has given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. And if we, as we saw in 1 Peter, the first chapter, verse 2, Christians, we are described as the elect of God unto obedience and the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. So obviously, obedience and sprinkling, that's referencing the blood, are intermingled. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And the word of their testimony is to be obedient, their living testimony, not only the physical words they speak, but the very lives, our lives offered as a living sacrifice unto the Lord, which is our reasonable service. And so no matter what you're facing today, no matter if you are very concerned about situations in your home or on the work situations, you might be dealing with a spirit of fear. And beloved, I know what that is like. That the enemy, there's torment to that. The enemy does not give up. And he starts with a little bit of worry. He starts with a little bit of anxiety until it becomes full-blown fear. In fact, I want to just take this time in the broadcast right now to pray for those of you who are battling the spirit of fear. The enemy has reason to be afraid, and he loves to share that spirit with anyone who will receive it. And so, beloved, in the power of the name of Jesus, we're going to resist the enemy, and I'm going to see you, the power of God, delivered from that spirit of fear that's tormenting you even now. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for the authority you have given us through the word of our testimony, through the blood of Jesus. And Father, right now, I plead the blood of Jesus over your people. Lord, you see those who are battling the spirit of fear. And Father, in obedience to your word, I rebuke the spirit of fear, and I loose the peace of God. Lord, whatever the situation is that is causing that, that has opened the door to that fear, I ask for faith. I ask for peace and trust, Lord, that they know that you are Jehovah Jireh. You are our provider. Whether it's a spiritual need or a physical or material need, you are our provider. And we look to you, Father. I look to you for ministering to them right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for your presence. I thank you for your anointing, which destroys the yoke. Praise God. You know, thank you for it, Lord. I just believe, beloved, that we're going to see in these end days spiritual warfare against God's people as never before. And it's my desire and the Lord's desire that we operate with greater effectiveness and ability. And I believe as you trust the Lord, as you act in obedience, you're going to see your faith soar to greater heights, as well as the awareness of your authority in God. It will increase because of your understanding. That's why I've taken the time to share this message. And I also believe God's going to give you spiritual discernment to help you become more sensitive and keen to the work of the enemy. I'm just going to pause right now and allow the Holy Spirit to share a word right now. For the Spirit of the Lord would say to you, my beloved, that this is a new day. For those who have ears to hear, beloved, I declare to you that all across my kingdom, I am redeeming, I am releasing, I am restoring those who have been bruised and broken in Zion. Those of my people that have been seduced by pride, by money, by fame, by the world, by deceptions of the evil one, those who have fallen, I am bringing back. Those who lead my people and those in the sheepfold will walk in righteousness and holiness before the Lord. I am stripping the enemy of his glory, stripping him of the deception that he was great. Beloved, there's only one great in all the earth, and that is the Lord your God. The devil is not all powerful, but I am powerful. And to my people, to you, beloved, I have given this authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions. Beloved, you shall see that this is a new day in your life, and I place a new awareness of that commanding authority that I have placed into your hands, that when the enemy would rise up against you, he shall be utterly defeated and cast down as you speak the word in my name, says the Lord. Praise God. Lord, I thank you for it. So let it be. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, we've been talking about the efficacy of the precious blood of Jesus, and I want to share some really interesting things with you. I have not personally appreciated the dimensions of how the blood was used, even in the Old Testament. We know it was the blood of animals were sacrificed, and they were sprinkled on the altar and on whoever God directed. But, beloved, we can see that there are tremendous possibilities in applying the blood, if you will, not only on people, but on things. Hebrews 9 and 21 says, moreover, he, referring to the high priest, he sprinkled likewise with the blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the sanctuary. So, that's saying the blood was sprinkled actually on the vessels of the ministry, on the tabernacle. Hebrews 9, 19 and 20 says, for when Moses had spoken every precept, he took the blood of calves and of goats with water and sprinkled the book, and he sprinkled both the book and all the people, saying, this is the blood of the testament which God hath enjoined unto you. We see also that, as I've shared before, in Exodus, the 12th chapter, verse 7, the Israelites were commanded to literally put the blood on the doorposts. That's a thing. On the side posts of the upper door and the posts of the house, they were required to do that. And then Moses also sprinkled the blood of the sacrifice round about the altar. So it was actually applied to physical things. So just by way of extension, I could say we could plead the blood of Jesus over our, over all that pertains to us, our ministries, our lives, our possessions, our cars, things like that. Let's appropriate all the protection we can in the name of Jesus. Now, there's another aspect of the blood that I'd like to share with you that was very important, that in the Old Covenant, blood was used for consecration and sanctification. Moses used the blood of consecration, that's what the scripture calls it, and applied it to the priests who were to minister to the people of God. And of course, those, the high priest was Aaron and his sons. Leviticus, the 8th chapter, verse 22 and 23 says, Moses took the blood of the ram of consecration. There was a ram that was, his life was ended, his blood was shed. And he took of that ram's blood, and I'm quoting now, put it upon the tip of Aaron's right ear and upon the thumb of his right hand and upon the great toe of his right foot. So, what application does this have for us today? That was a literal instruction that Moses was to fulfill regarding the high priest and the priesthood. But in under the new covenant, there is, you know, a symbology. Everything in the Old Testament points toward the new, and our ears are to be anointed with the blood of consecration, if you will, so we can hear what the Spirit is saying. On the thumb, well, that's, the thumb is a very important part of our hand. Try working without a thumb. I mean, that it is, enables us to function. And that refers to the service we can render not only to the body of Christ, but to lost humanity. And what about the toe or the foot? That encompasses, which that toe was blood covered, that we will consistently walk in the Spirit. If we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. And beloved, you and I constantly need this covering, the covering of the blood of consecration. May we avail ourselves of it. Well, my time has flown, and we will continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I thank you so much for joining me. And if you have prayer needs, this ministry has been raised up for 50 years to stand as a partner in prayer with God's people. If the Holy Spirit's tugging on your heart, jot down that contact information the announcer is going to give in just a moment. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for your prayers and support. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.